Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love. March 12, 2011, and we're going to have an interesting show today on the subject of something that's on everyone's mind, what's going on with the Earth changes, global social unrest, And what would be the divine destiny of unity in our diversity globally with all these earth changes, with all the social unrest? What's the evolution, resolution, revolution? How do we resolve this situation? How are we to ride the tsunami, you might say? Famous quote, one of my favorite quotes is, "Truth is the tsunami. You ride it or you perish." That's by David Hawkins. And on this subject of earth changes, they've begun to commence, as is self-evident from what's happened in Japan. All eyes of the world are on this. This was an 8.9 earthquake, which has devastated Japan and was the biggest one to hit the country since officials in Japan began keeping records in the late 1800s. Word is that this may be the world's fifth most powerful earthquake in the past 110 years. So it's a huge event. As we speak, there's news coming out about the nuclear reactors. There are two nuclear reactors leaking. One of them, I saw the video of it exploding. How much radiation is being leaked this time is not known. The Japanese have been very tight-lipped in the past about leaks of, and covering up leaks of radiation in the past, and there's a lot of spin going on. But there's the crisis in Japan of epic proportions right now. So we're going to be discussing this, and specifically we're going to go into reparations. I've got a word out to several individuals who are preparedness experts, and we'll hopefully be talking with them during the show as they call in. This is a call-in show, so the phone will be open here to talk with myself and or any other experts we may have on this that may call in today. So I'm going to be going back to this issue, what's going on in Japan. When I say earth changes have commenced, I have an article on the Cosmic Love website. If people that are listening to this show archived, that'll be archived. If they're listening in the future, they'll have the same information on the archive information on the archive page as is on the Cosmic Love website now, that you can click on and read, get an overview of the show material I'll be discussing today. There's more details there, more specifics with links going into what's behind these earth changes, why they're accelerating right now, what we can expect in 2011, what's going on with the social unrest worldwide, what's behind that. And what we can expect again in 2011, and kind of the overview in general, what is the spiritual destiny, you might say, of Earth's evolution in this hour of 2011. As far as cosmic history goes, 2011 is just a flash in the pan. So when I say in this hour, I'm talking about this brief segment of time as we perceive it in 2011, and specifically the middle of 2011, which is the final ninth wave of the Mayan calendar. Now, I've been writing about this subject of the Mayan calendar this last year. I've had more than a dozen authors on this show with books and calendars and material on the Mayan calendar, what's going on with galactic shift, this 2012 buzz, and specifically 2011, according to the leading Mayan calendar authority, Carl Kalaman. There's 8 months in 2011, from March 9th, which was just the other day, to October 28th, which will be the most, which is the final wave of the Mayan calendar. So the end of the Mayan calendar is actually in 2011. And there's a lot of disinformation out there. A lot of people hold on to their 2012 date timeline because they've been doing it for decades and they don't want to change. But at the same time, the portents the indications from multiple sources, and I go into that with the links that I provided on the article, that the portents are for the most intense period of planetary evolution in 2011 in human history. Now, this could be quite an understatement if you factor in the taboo subject of Planet X, which in 2011 is doing its 3,660-year flyby of the Earth. You can read about Planet X, where it's at, where it's going, where it's come from, a little bit of its history as it's come around every 3,600 years or so. And it's sobering to know that it's back, coming through our solar system. There's a link I provided on the subject. It's a YouTube video. It's called Nemesis, which is another name for Planet X. The Nemesis is on the way, and NSA is censoring the fact. And there's a link for that. You can watch that YouTube video. That's just one of many videos out there. I've reported other video links on the subject in the past that was on the subject of Nemesis or Planet X. And some of those videos have been removed. We have a call-in guest. Who's there, please?
Yeah, this is Dennis Korn, Christopher.
Oh, hey, Dennis. Good to hear from you. Dennis, everyone.
I got your message. And down here in Anaheim at the big Natural Food Expo.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd call in and give you some latest news that I've been hearing.
Yeah, I put a call out to Dennis this afternoon, to those who are listening on the show, asking if he could come on and debrief us on what's going on at the Natural Food Expo. Dennis is actually was the founder of Alpenair Foods, is one of the largest natural foods, Whole Foods and food reserve companies that provides long-term food reserves. And Dennis, what did you find down there? What's the big buzz with the tsunami and everything? I put you on alert before.
It's kind of interesting. A lot of folks from Japan here. This particular natural food show is the largest one in the world. I've been going to them for over 30 years when they first started. So I've been in the natural food industry for quite a long time. Actually exhibited in it at the beginning, but now I go as a buyer because of I'm so involved in the preparedness industry. And so I'll tell you what the most interesting news was, and we had talked about this before, but I kind of confirmed it at the show. My old company, Alpenair Foods, is actually exhibiting here. They have some natural products. And I talked to the current owner, and the word he got, and because he's got, obviously, I'm one of the major distributors, needless to say, since I started the company. But, yes, in fact, Mountain House, which has been a very large seller of canned, number 10 canned preparedness food products for long-term storage, has, in fact, cut off all their dealers.
Okay, cut off. I heard something about that, and that it was Mountain House. And I think I mentioned that the last time I talked with you, that was my concern was, and for you to check that out if that was the truth. And the reason for that is they're supplying, from what I understand, almost $1 billion order that FEMA has ordered, and it's not been bandied about in the mainstream news, but apparently they've done this huge $1 billion order of food. Is Mountain House one of the companies fulfilling that order, or is it multiple companies?
Well, Mountain House was a company with a lot of military and government contracts and connections. They've been doing it for a long time. So I don't doubt that they are the probably premier company to do the number 10 cans for the military. They've just been doing that for a long, long time. They supplied some of the LRPs, the long-range patrol rations during the Vietnam War. But that's a whole other story. But the point that was interesting is, and it just is for your guests to understand, is it not only, and Mountain Owl is an Alpine Air, without a doubt, the Gourmet Reserves brand of Alpine Air, without a doubt, the two largest manufacturers of long-term storage foods in the country. They're also probably one of the only two companies that are federally inspected. So they do have, you know, freeze-dried meat products for people that are into that. But the point is,
which two companies? You're talking about Alpine Air and Mountain House?
Yeah, Alpine Air and Mountain House. They're probably the two biggest. But with Mountain House now stopping to deliver to their dealers, what I've just found out is that Alpine Air has now gotten a tremendous amount of interest, obviously, and orders are starting to accumulate. There's about a four-week lead time now, which is not bad, but it's beginning to build. So if there is anybody out there that was interested ever in food reserves, this is the time. Also,
in other words, they
Alpine
could get...
Air has stopped opening up new dealerships. So they're only
Alpine Air has stopped opening up new dealerships, you're saying?
Right. So only the people that are current dealers, like myself, like you, are going to be able to do this. So they're just not opening up new dealers because, you know, Mountain House had a pretty big dealer network, and now you have, they're all cut off. And so,
in other words,
people are scrambling.
They could get slammed by orders pretty quick if something.
Yeah,
something...
I think I think people need to be prudent. I think they have to make a decision. I'm not a person that says motivate your preparedness decisions through fear, but through evaluation and through considerations.
Yeah.
But if anybody was on the fence or thinking about it, this is the time to move. And of course, I'm obviously prejudiced for Alpine Air because I think the quality is far superior anyway to the Mountain House. And what I've seen out there, there's a lot of these emergency food companies popping into the picture. But what they're basically selling is, and you know, nothing wrong with vegetarian foods, but it's vegetarian little packets, soups and stews, and they're selling them as emergency rations. A lot of these folks are new in the industry. They're putting claims. I heard one the other day, 25-year shelf life for pouched little foods. It's just not correct. That's not correct.
It's the cans
that have the very long shelf life.
Dennis, I should do full disclosure for those who are listening, and that is I've known Dennis for years, and Dennis was the founder of Alpine Air Foods. He sold the company, but he's continued with the company as a distributor, and I'm also in partnership with Dennis on the food reserve site that I also have. I think I have a link at the bottom of the article that I've provided on the website for today's show. But Dennis and I go back a long time. We both had health food stores back in the 70s. We got into we were in the natural foods industry, and both of us have been providing food reserves from different sources going back to the 70s. Like I say, Dennis was the founder of Alpine Air Foods, and I should explain that when we talk about Mountain House, Mountain House has been, you know, one of the largest manufacturers and is pretty well known as lowest common denominator quality, not far removed from what some people would call animal food or animal feed.
Yeah.
and Alpine Air is considered, the high quality, the higher end food reserves that people take mountaineering of the Mount Everest. And backpacking, you know, for themselves if they're going to be up into the mountains for a month or so, that has got more nutrition and better natural sources, and using more herbs, for flavoring than chemicals, etc. And there's a distinct difference. One is much less expensive, Mountain House, of course, and it's understandable if the government was going to do a $1 billion order. They'd do it largely more for the cheap and for the quantity than for the quality, because who cares, as far as a lot of people, as long as they got food, they don't care, in a survival situation, but other people do. And of course, those are the people that they're really interested in, you know, your quality as well as quantity and what's cost effective as far as your health goes. You know, there's kind of a distinct difference between the two lines of products.
Yeah, you know, interesting what you're saying, Christopher. And matter of fact, I did a blog on this on my learntoprepare.com, my blog site, which is an informational site. But there's, you know, how to buy and how to compare this. One of the easiest ways that I recommend for people to compare all of these preparedness foods is really the cost per quality calorie. And I say quality calorie because some products, you know, they'll use sugar as a calorie, a booster, or some lower quality ingredient. But if you look at main course entrees or you know, side dishes or what have you, it's really the only way that you can compare apples with apples is that what are you paying at the cost per calorie. We did a comparison with a number of companies, Mountain House obviously being one of them, and the Gourmet Reserve or the Alpine Air. Alpine Air is the owner of the Gourmet Reserve line of preparedness stuff. But the cost per calorie was actually lower. Because if you have a can, I'm just throwing out a number, a can of foods that has, 2,000 calories in it, with all the different, because it's a bulk can, another can that has 1,500 calories in it, and that you have to look, you just divide it out, and you'll see that the cost per calorie is how you're going to compare apples with apples, and with the quality of the gourmet. I'm not here to, you know, kind of sell the product, but it's something for people to understand. And I've written about this and tried to convey it for years to people, is that how do you, in fact, evaluate different foods? And there are other good companies out there. I mean, you got to search for them. But that's one of the ways that you do some serious comparison, is the quality of the ingredient and the cost per calorie.
Yeah, it's actually taken me about 30 years and being in, you know, having had a natural food store and working with families and shelter groups and preparedness groups, you know, for about a 20-year period, providing them food reserves, to where I came around to, and when I discovered the real story with Alpine Air Foods and started working with Dennis and to understand it. It's like anything else. Until you really get into it and work with it and understand it, you really don't know the value of it, except by, you know, comparison to other companies, other sources, and really what's, so to speak, cost effective. And Dennis, it's interesting to me that you did that study on a calorie basis for cost.
Exactly.
There's another factor here too, that, you know, what's really cost effective. We're looking at a rapid acceleration in the cost or raising of the cost of commodities. And what's being called food inflation is really ramping up. And the price of oil going up is ramping up the cost of food and food commodities also. And so there's another reason why a lot of people are taking an interest in long-term food reserves, is because if they can buy the product now while the prices are, so to speak, locked in, while other foods are going up in price, they've got their reserves that they've got, so to speak, locked in. It's like buying gold before the price of gold goes up. You've got a good investment.
Well, this is what we were talking to some of the folks. This show is very unique in that also, I would say, as far as the actual dryer capacity, freeze drying actually does the processing, probably two, Mountain House is fairly large, but they're cut off. About the second largest company in the United States has a booth here. I've known them for many, many years. And I asked them also what's happening in terms of supply in their company. They're an extremely large company. They have about 64 dryers. And that's enormous, very large industrial supplier. And product is still available at this time, but he has definitely seen an increase in interest. And I think what just happened with Mountain House is going to increase it. There's a lot of commodity, organic commodity people here at the show. And same thing, everybody's very concerned about the costs, obviously oil. Transportation is becoming a big deal again in terms of getting these products around. And also they're concerned about the sudden influx of foreign interest because of the worldwide problems with the weather and so forth, crops not being what they should be.
And so China's ordering a lot of American grains, and that's jacking up the commodity prices. China, India, the Middle East, their Middle East is screaming. That's one of the reasons they had the riots and the social unrest there. The food cost is going up so much. And and so it's like there's a social chaos, you know, worldwide with basically, you might say, manipulation of the economy, but more so I'd say there is a factor of worldwide weather is in Russia and fires and flooding and all over the world, you know, people where they can't grow their crops locally, they have to import it, and it's just putting a huge stress on the breadbasket here in Montana.
You know, something we talked about before, I just want to tell folks that may be listening, and this is just kind of my perception of people keeping their eyes open, is, you know, the concept of the triggering event. I know a lot of people are kind of reluctant. They look around and say, oh, I don't see anything happening. A lot of folks, what's happening right now is the old frog of boiling water. Over the last few years, prices for food have been creeping up. And if you compare the cost of certain things today compared to just even a year or two ago, you're going to see they're going up. Articles are written all over the mainstream media. First time I've seen so much mainstream media talking about this, doing comparisons. And so what we have to keep our eyes open for is when we start seeing it literally in your grocery store shelves or your natural food store suppliers, bulk suppliers, when you start seeing those prices go up, individuals have to really determine what the triggering event before they start getting serious and use it earlier, investing in food like you may want to invest in other commodities.
Because
it's not going to go down for a while.
You know, long-term food reserves, the nice thing about it, it's in the, you can get them in the 10-pound cans, and they come in the 10-pound cans, and they store really well.
Yeah, the number
well.
10 cans, right.
And they store really well, and it's interesting that, you know, when I first saw the Gourmet Reserve line that Alpenair has, you know, their line's called Gourmet Reserve, I mean, it's really not gourmet, like, you know, you would think of a gourmet meal, maybe, but compared to Mountain House, it's gourmet.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, another interesting thing you brought up there is that you just brought to mind is that a lot of people have never gone out and bought, say, a year's worth of food before. I mean, just haven't done it, let alone food that is compact and, you know, already easy to prepare and all that sort of thing. So the other thing to look at, and we do it on our sites and so forth, is the cost per meal. And you look at the amount of calories in a meal, the simplest thing to do, you say, oh, okay, great, here's a 2,000-calorie per day system. And you look at some of the other systems, if you want to use that word, out there with other companies, and maybe they're only using 1,000 calories a day. And sometimes they won't even tell you. Oh, it's good enough for a day or 2 days or a week or a month or a year. But the question asks, well, what are we getting for a year? How many calories a day? And so they start saying 1,000, 1,100, 1,200. It's quite low. You've got to have somewhere around 1,900 to 2,200 calories a day minimum. But that's how you can do it. Then you look at the cost per day. And it's actually not that bad, or the cost per meal. Very, very reasonable to get some of these food reserves. And I see a lot of folks have really never looked at it that way before. They think it's expensive. There's things that you and I have worked with that could be anywhere between $1.50 and maybe at the very high end, you know, all no cooking required, up to maybe $4 a meal. And that's it. That's not very expensive when you look at it from that perspective.
Yeah,
and so that's something people should compare.
There's a huge interest right now in people that are looking to what they can do. There's a huge interest in preparedness for a lot of people that are just kind of coming out of taking their blinders off. And this is kind of a triggering event or a wake-up call, what's going on in Japan, the possibility or the probability of that happening in the United States over this next year in 2011. I go into the portents for that, in graphic terms. And again, this is a controversial subject with a lot of people. Right before you came on, Dennis, I was mentioning the link I have on the website, the show website today regarding Planet X. And that's an in-depth overview of the history of it. And I actually had a video that I had linked on one of my emails I sent out this last month that was an astrophysicist leaked the information of where Planet X was at and how it's doing the flyby in 2011 twice, coming in and leaving as it leaves and crossing the ecliptic of our solar system and aligning with the sun, the Earth, the Moon, and in alignment, the portents for a triggering event twice in 2011 at the same time, and this video showed it was at the same time that the final ninth wave of the Mayan calendar commences and ends, which is between March and October 28th, between March 9th, which is a couple days ago. And here we have a couple days ago, yesterday, we have, as it commences, the Mayan calendar, the final ninth wave of the Mayan calendar commences, we have, the earthquake, and it's about the 15th, and this is my concern, is Planet X, according to this video, and again, this was a YouTube video, and it kind of went viral. There was, mass increase in people watching it, and then it was removed. Now, I've seen this happen before. That video, by the way, has been removed, Dennis. That one I showed you or sent to you.
Yeah, that's very interesting, isn't it?
And it was removed, and I actually got some angry emails back at me for even linking it. Now you think about that. What was that all about? and I was saying, ooh, this is really interesting. Here's this video that's showing Planet X is coming in and doing a flyby and intersecting the ecliptic and aligning, with the Earth and, with portents for, gravitational magnetic influences that could cause earthquakes. And it's happening at the same time as the bookends of this final ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, according to, Carl Kalaman. And I provide links on that and on the website.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, this is really interesting. So I'm putting this out. And just last week I checked, again, if it was still there, because I was, going to watch it again, because it was really fascinating how it was professionally produced by someone that does YouTube videos with very good graphics and a very good explanation, but the information was from an astrophysicist who was getting other astrophysicists leaked this information to this person who did the video, and his name wasn't mentioned because he didn't want to be mentioned because it's a taboo subject, But it was removed.
We have to keep our eyes open during these times. I mean, it's just, and I've been doing this for 35 years, and these times are quite unique. And all I ask people to do is just be discerning and look at these events. And try to be.
That's what I'm
on.
What I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, I'm basically just telling people in general, look, this isn't just coincidence. It's not just a cosmic coinkadinky that we got these things happening at the same time. There's these massive gravitational influences coming in, and basically what I'm telling people is, don't get caught with your pantry down. In other words, just go out and get stuff from your pantry if you can. If I don't care whether you go to Sam's or Costco, they've got, it's not the best quality. It's more like Mountain House stuff, but they've got bulk food packages down. I mean, if that's all a person can afford, I mean, they should be doing it, is what I'm saying. And I'm you know, trying to give people a heads up. You know, this is pretty, you know, dicey times right now, and it would be prudent, you know, to prepare. Of course, you know, I'm an old Eagle Scout, so I got this kind of ingrained in me, this be prepared.
Right.
And I've actually, you know, quite honestly, I've worked with a lot of shelter groups and survival communities, preparedness communities around the nation for many years, with all kinds of, you know, different preparedness supplies and consultations and, you know, medical supplies and just, you know, shelter construction and you know, preparedness in general. And I know you have really, you know, really thoroughly been involved with, you know, the Alpenair Foods and its creation and
right.
Since then, and you've got had your finger on the pulse. So, you know,
I am hearing from other suppliers that there's no doubt that the interest is
peaked.
Increasing.
Yeah.
And there's products, people are buying things, and we all remember the whole Y2K issue. And ultimately what happens, and I you know, it's better to be prepared, but you get this kind of geometrical increase in interest, and it hits a certain
critical
point.
Mass.
And it's very different. It's very difficult to get some of these products. I know on the food side of life, we were out, and we were pretty good shape in Alpine Air, but it was 3 months out. During the height of the whole Y2K issues, and some companies were 6 months out. It was very interesting, and the word gets spread among the community who, you know, wants to have these products, and it just gets, because there's only a limited capacity. These companies can only produce so much.
I remember several companies back then that just started up overnight. You know, got a warehouse, got a bunch of equipment, and we're doing, you know, 5 gallon buckets of grains or whatever, and just, you know, created a huge, and some of them were, again, backloaded for months, and then all of a sudden the orders just immediately stopped. And
you have to be very careful of these new companies that appear out of the woodwork, because if it does slow down or maybe whatever, these people are gone, they're out of business, there's no way to get a hold of them. You open up a can or two of some of these things, and you wonder, my goodness, what's in here? The quality isn't very good, and there's no there's nothing you can do. There's no companies left to call up. So I'm always one for established, reputable, whatever it is, and other products, other foods. Just deal with an established, reputable company is my philosophy.
Yeah, and those companies, you know, that several of them I were working with, I knew of. They're gone, and they never came back. And it was like, you know, the boom and bust cycle has been actually pretty common to the long-term food reserve industry. And there's very few companies that have that like Alpenair Foods that have been around for 30 years.
Yeah, we've been around exactly. It's been a little over. Well, Alpine Air actually started as pouch product only back in 1979, and then the Gourmet Reserve division started in about 89. So just the Gourmet Reserves alone in the cans, have been around for quite a while. 20 in the whole company itself, over 30 years. Just the can division, a little over 22 years or so, and. So it's a very established organization.
So what else did you hear there, Dennis, there at the show about?
Interesting too. I don't know, just a couple of things as far as this show is concerned for those that are, you know, in the natural food world. This particular year's show is actually a significant increase in attendance than last year. Last year was so there is a. In some respects, an optimism. There are a lot of new products here. Obviously, you see the trends. You know, gluten-free has always been a big issue. A lot of waters, a lot of I thought it was interesting, stress-reducing water or supplementation. It's a big deal. And so you have the usual I don't know, trends in the industry. But yeah, gluten, organic, of course, is continuing to grow and grow and grow. And just a lot of different new companies still emerging. The problem, of course, that I always found interesting going to these shows over all these years, is that many of these products are not really available in people's local store because there's thousands of them, and stores only have a limited capacity to sell some of them. I mean, Whole Foods is pretty good in terms of trying to get some of these new products on board. But, yeah, good stuff. A lot of products with, you know, functional foods. So they have, you know, vitamins. They have other ingredients put in there to function for stress or maybe energy, everything. There's so many energy drinks and energy products, which kind of tells you something. What's going on with our society? Everybody's so...
Yeah.
Slow down that they need all these energy drinks and energy tablets and everything else.
I think what it is so many people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're too sick and tired to build health naturally, so they want some stimulant.
Yeah, I think so. You're right. It's always been an issue where just give me something to drink quickly or to take a pill or what have you. And of course, the processed food portion is just amazing what you can get, you know, ready to eat. I'll tell you one quick conversation that I had, that there may be some turnarounds is the costs may reach a point. Fellow I talked to seemed to see it already. In that the highly expensive, I say processed, meaning you're paying for somebody to process it, may be waning because of these high costs and inflation and so forth, and the return to commodities and more of the do-it-yourself bulk. I think I talked to one fellow, I was talking to a major retailer, and they're saying
the Whole Foods, they position it as the Whole Foods movement. In other words,
so people are buying bulk because it's less expensive. They're going to have a little bit more time to prepare the product or the meals, but at least cost wise, it's better than some of the very very prepared, you know, complete entrees that's ready to go. They're getting very expensive. I think we're going to see this trend continue to where commodities become more appropriate because of the costs.
Yeah.
And in the process, demand may go down, or the companies are going to have to reduce their profit margins. Hard to say,
yeah.
But I think it's something to keep an eye on.
Well, Dennis, I'm going to do a little break here, and for those who just came into the show a little later, I'm talking to Dennis Korn, who's calling from the Natural Food Showdown in Southern California, calling in, and we're discussing what's going on with preparedness with natural foods, and the phone. There was a couple bleeps on the background. Do we have another caller that's calling with a question, Seth? I guess not.
Is it possible to have somebody else call in when I'm on also?
Oh, yeah. There's other lines they can call in. And,
okay.
So, anyway, maybe that might not have been the case.
Any questions as to what's going on.
Yeah. I thought maybe that was your phone beeping that your battery was about to run out or something.
Me? No, I'm all right. I charged it up before I called you.
Oh, good. Well, anyway, I'm really intrigued with the fact that we've got a wake-up call. And whether this is the trigger event that's going to, in Japan, whether it's the kind of trigger event that is really a sign of different fault lines beginning to shift, in terms of accelerating progression, the beginning of the domino effect or something like that, is questionable. whether it's a trigger event that will begin awakening people to the seriousness of the time and the portents for, you know, it's very serious possible, you know, and again, if you put it in the context of Planet X, we're, you know, the serious and the potential, and if you read the Zeta links or the Zeta talk information, and there, I'm sure there are people who are listening or will read this, you know, the information that are convinced that, you know, we're looking at a pole shift within 2011 or within this next year. And, you know, of course, if it comes to that, what's the expression? You know, all options are on the table. You know, I mean, you try to keep your sense of humor in this, and there's a philosophical center that doesn't get, you know, crazy, but just looks at the signs of the times in terms of you know, it could go, you know, I mean, it, you know, you can live with the truth or die with the truth, but I still prefer the truth of what's coming rather than succumb to cherished illusions and willful ignorance, if you know what I mean. And all you can do, all anyone can do, is kind of connect the dots and basically come out of those cherished illusions and you know, come out of denial. The healing of any crisis, you know, begins with coming out of denial that there's a crisis. You know, as far as I'm concerned, there's plenty of signs of the times if you connect the dots. You know, there's plenty of signs to indicate that, you know, there's something seriously wrong with the picture of the economy right now, the picture of, you know, the global economy, the U.S. economy, and there's no question that there's been some manipulation going on with the economy and this creation and management of bubbles, you know, and now it's the commodities bubble. You know, we saw the bankster bubble with the housing situation. But there's been this ever since they changed the laws. The banksters changed the laws. The banksters with their you know their government cronies. As soon as they changed the laws, they were able to do the high frequency computerized trading on the way up and on the way down. And that's what we're seeing now. They've created this commodities bubble, and they're stripping equity out of the markets. And of course, the economy is being bankrupted, and it's going to the top 1% of, you know, of corporate America, and you know, Wall Street, and the middle class is rapidly shrinking, and things are serious.
You know, interesting. You said something, Christopher, about some of these triggering events. What's going on? There's a local happening here. I found it pretty interesting. I was born and raised in Southern California. Anaheim, where I'm at now, obviously where Disneyland is not too far from the beach. There's a story here, and right before this, what it's worth, department, I think right before this whole Japanese earthquake issue, and this was the story. I mean, I'm not making up the numbers. Redondo Beach is one of the beaches down here in Southern California, in the LA area, and the story was, billions, that was the number used, billions of anchovies just suddenly appeared and floated to the surface dead.
Dead.
Billions of these fish, dead fish, in Redondo Beach. And so,
there's so many tons of them just floating. It just blankets the water, and the stench is so horrible they can't scoop them up fast enough.
That was the big question. How are they going to clear up? And, you know, it's in between. They had pictures of it in between the boats and the harbor and so forth, and it's right there. You know, it's washed right up to the coast, and so it's where people are putting their boats, swimming, all that sort of thing. And these billions of anchovies, and you wonder what's going on here. So everybody has to kind of make up their mind of what this means.
There's this mass dying going on with the birds and fishes and all over the world. There's just reports of it. Something's going on, and you know, my sense is that we haven't seen anything yet, and that these are all warning signs. And prophecy is a warning to prepare, you know. And once you're prepared, you've, in a sense, prevented the worst-case scenarios. Or, you know, you the best way to prevent the prop, the prophecy of you know, seriousness is to prepare for it, so it's not so serious. Anyway, I think
yeah,
we're going.
That's right.
I think we're going to have to do a wrap here. I've got the final part of the show. It's kind of a meditation here, Dennis. I want to thank you on coming
sure.
on the show.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot for what you've done, Christopher.
Oh, you're welcome.
The word out.
And if I get any more
okay.
heads up, I'll keep you posted.
We'll talk.
Thanks,
we'll
Dennis.
Talk later.
Thanks so
hey,
much.
Bye.
And everyone else, I want to thank you for listening, and happy trails until we meet again here in a couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either. The Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.